Thanks for joining us for the Executive Series. I'm speaking with Rob Milner, who is the chairman of WH Soul Pattinson.
Morning, Rob, Tom. How are you?
Good to talk to you, particularly on a day when you've announced record results for the group. You must be really pleased.
Yeah, as you said, record results. The share price is at record highs, and we're paying a record dividend. So I don't think things can get much better than that.
It's hard, isn't it? Because when you look out over the course of the next couple of years, there are some headwinds. But let's reflect on the last 12 months. Yeah. New Hope made an important contribution to the overall result.
Coal prices in Australian dollar terms are at their record levels. And since we've announced, we've just taken another 40% of Bengalla. We already own 40%. It's one of the lowest cost producers in the Hunter Valley. So that's going to set New Hope up for the foreseeable future. And there's a lot of talk. There's even an article today in the paper that they're talking about coal prices being strong now, 2022. So coal looks very rosy.
And what are you seeing on the ground as far as Chinese demand is concerned?
Chinese are still big importers of coal. There's a very interesting graph in the New Hope presentation, if anyone's interested, come out of China. It's going to be a shortage of 400 million tonne of coal by 2030, particularly in places like India and Vietnam.
Yep.
So, you know, Asia are developing a lot of these HELE coal-fired power plants, which are well under the Paris emissions, but I can't understand why we can't build any here.
So as far as big issue for the group, it's the merger between TPG and Vodafone. Yeah, yeah. This is a really big turning point for the organisation. Yeah. How did this conversation start in terms of reaching out to Vodafone?
Well, obviously we've built a lot of infrastructure, or TPG built a lot of infrastructure for TPG over the recent period of time. So we've got to know Vodafone. TPG has an incredible network, probably number two behind Telstra. Vodafone have a lot of mobile customers, and they've also spent about $6 billion on their network. So, we've been talking. They needed to do something. We, as a board at TPG, were very confident that we could do this on our own, but we were going to be very stretched financially. We had a lot of debt. So by putting the two together, you get a lot of synergies, and I think it gives Optus and Telstra some good competition as well.
Indeed. And these sorts of mergers are really important in terms of having a joint vision. What have the conversations been like to date?
Oh, very, very affable on both sides. Vodafone has some very good people. And of course, we've got David Teo, who I without a doubt, is by far the best telco person in Australia. And I think that's where we have a big jump on Telstra. We're a very lean operating machine, and Telstra's sort of still really a public service.
Indeed, yes. Yeah. Now, let's talk about the building materials sector, because you've got significant exposure through Brickworks there. Yeah. Let's talk about what you're seeing on the ground as far as construction in Australia is concerned.
Well, we've had a very, very strong period, particularly on the East Coast over the last 4 or 5 years. We're now starting to see some downturn. The banks have sort of causing some credit squeeze with their lending. But Queensland's still strong. I was in Tasmania a couple of weeks ago. It's only a small market, but it's very strong down there. But, like all these things, you can't keep going and going. So it'll have to have a bit of a breather. But the population's still growing at 2 or 3%. People still need dwellings. And I think also what's affecting it a little bit is this, if the ALP get in, Bill Shorten was talking about bringing in this negative gearing. I think that's having some negative impact as well.
So, Rob, when you look out over the course of the next 3 to 5 years, what's giving you the most optimism?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, with that extra part of Bengalla we've bought, coal prices look strong for a few years, and the merger with TPG and Vodafone is certainly going to help Soul Pattinson. The building industry is not going to stop. And we've got a couple of other assets. We've spent quite a bit of money recently on a company called Round Oak, which we've gone into the mining game. So, we're very confident in the next few years.
And you've sold your landmark property in the Pitt Street Mall, the one that bears the name. Was that a hard decision?
Very sad, but property prices, I think when people have a look and see how much we got for it on a per square metre basis, it's a heritage building and the upkeep's quite horrific on it. But, we've been there for 143 years. It's, my great-grandfather was the original Pattinson, so it's going to be a sad day, but we all move on.
It's hard when the price comes up. It's you've just got to move.
But I've always been told everything's for sale. at a price.
Indeed. Yeah. And they're very difficult to renovate those heritage buildings as well.
Yeah.
Rob, it's always good talking to you. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Tom. Good to talk to you.
And thanks for joining us for the Executive Series.